Hi, WTIP. We're working up the Gunflint Trail, so come on along. We'll record whatever we can. That's a chipping sparrow. Chipping sparrows are actually fairly common. More common sometimes around residential yards. But this is a chipping sparrow up in the woods. I also see the Nashville warbler, of course, looks like a dandelion yellow. They've got kind of a gray, like a hood on the back of the head. And then they have an eye ring, so it makes their eye look kind of bright. There, he sang. Makes their eye look kind of bright and cheerful. Nashville warblers nest. They usually like to be around some damp areas, but they're quite variable in where they'll nest. They're just so much fun to see. Anything that bright yellow's got to be fun to see. They're very exotic. We have found nests. They're usually ground nesters or very, very close to the ground. That's his song. There's some variability in the song sometimes, but if you listen to enough of these guys, you'll recognize them. I'm also now hearing the call note. The call note is just like a single note a lot of birds give. The call note of a magnolia warbler, which is a very distinctive call note. I don't know if I can get close enough to that one though. Little Nashville still singing overhead. Chipping sparrows also nest very low, like Nashville warblers. But they're pretty versatile, and they will nest in a shrub in your yard or places like that. You see them very often in town. Actually, that's the sound of a magnolia warbler. It's a variable song, and I recorded it, I think it was yesterday. A very different song, but that's characteristic of the magnolia warbler. They're very variable. Oh, I see a Blackburnian warbler. He just flew right down past me, not saying a word, but the reason I'm always so shocked when I see them is they have on their throat and their breast what looks like blaze orange surveyor's ribbon. It's that bright. The males, and they're really quite amazing. And that's the magnolia. Of course, you're hearing chipping sparrows and the magnolia and the Nashville. That's the Nashville. And that's the magnolia. And that's the chipping sparrow. 1, 2, 3. And the Blackburnian isn't saying anything. Got to get out in the woods, you know. These things are something you can't miss. They're very exotic, all these bright colors, and magnolias are black and yellow and white, and the little Nashvilles are gray and yellow, and if you're lucky, a little male Nashville will show you a little spot on the top of his head, which is orange, but that doesn't show often. And then, of course, the Blackburnian is this wonderful blaze orange on the front, and then black and white. Very, very outstanding birds. It's been getting a little windier all day, and you can really hear the wind now. This is Molly Hoffman for WTIP in a real coniferous forest up the Gunflint Trail.